How do you harness that inner voice that keeps moving you forward when people are putting you down, talking about you, or worst of all, you are telling yourself that you cannot succeed? This is episode 2 of Command Your Life, and I am your host, Jacqueline Diana. On today's episode, we welcome our first guest, Elizabeth Vargas, a woman who seems to have no limits on how much she can achieve. Elizabeth is a United States Army veteran who spent 7 years serving our country after enlisting at the young age of 17. After her time in the military, she became a new mom, and with this new purpose, she began her pursuit of education. In 2018, she earned herself a Master's of Arts in Organizational Leadership and, without skipping a beat, decided to keep moving forward and is now pursuing a doctorate in education, also in organizational leadership. When she's not working and going to school full-time, she's running her business as CEO of Viva La Vida Lash, providing affordable lashes that quickly and easily elevate women's natural beauty. She is, without argument, one of the most motivated women I know. She has so much insight for us today on what has propelled her past the negative comments, how she manages to quote-unquote do it all, and she offers her expertise on emotional intelligence and shares her research on how women can use their emotions as leverage. Please enjoy this conversation between me and Elizabeth as we dive deep into how she has chosen to command her life. The world doesn't need any more followers. The world needs more women leaders. Leaders that are confident because they've conquered their insecurities. Leaders who have standards and boundaries because they refuse to lower them for anyone else's comfort. This means you. The world needs more women leaders who are ready for responsibility, they require respect, and take ownership over the choices that they make. This is for you if you are a woman who wants more, and you will not apologize for standing in your truth, you won't make excuses, and you are ready to command your life. All right, welcome everybody to the Command Your Life podcast. We have an amazing, brilliant, beautiful woman here that's our guest today, and her name is Elizabeth Vargas. As I spoke earlier with you, Elizabeth, we were talking about your business, we're talking about your schooling, your momming, your history in the military, and you just seem to do it all. You seem to really like know what you want in life and where you want it to take you.
Right. Well, thank you for having me. And I like that you stated that it seems like I have it all together. But to be quite honest, it took me a while to get here, a lot of trial and error, a lot of failures, a lot of self-doubt, to get to the point where I'm at now, to where when I do tell people, yes, I'm an Army veteran, I'm a parent to a five-year-old, I go to school full-time, I have a full-time job, I'm running my own business. A lot of people ask, how do you do it? Or what is that magic formula? But even myself being in this position, I don't feel like there's a magic formula. It's just getting it done, prioritizing, and it all seems to slowly fall into place.
Yeah. Like, is there a certain moment in your life that you felt like, okay, like this is everything that I want to do. Let me just go after it. Or has it slowly evolved over time?
And I think it has a lot to do with my childhood and growing up. I grew up in a family of 4 children. I am the oldest sibling, and I am a female. And coming from a Hispanic culture, my dad specifically put a lot of pressure on me that I needed to do better. I need to be better than him, that he came with a dream to give his children a better future, a better education. So in that sense, I already felt it was part of the dream to become somebody. And as I grew up, you know, I would go to school, I would be a straight A student here and there, I would get A-, I would come home so excited to show my dad that, hey, look, I have A's, yes, there's a B, and he would say, why is there a B? You could do better. And so he didn't see the A's, he saw the B. And his first instinct is like, you could do better. You could do better. And so those words always stuck with me. I think that has been ingrained in my mind, in my heart, and everything that I do. Because now, as I continue to start these small projects, starting my bachelor's, I started it at, 24 after I had my son, and it was a trial and error phase. I have a cosmetology license, but it's something that I did. It didn't feel like that was what I was meant to be. And I decided to, I can do better, where this is not what I wanted to do. So I decided to go to the military. I did active duty, and there I always felt like I could do better. And I always strived to pursue the next rank because I could do better. And so once I got out, finished my bachelor's, then I said I could do better. I was in a job where I didn't feel like I was valued for now the education that I had, because they weren't providing me with the benefit. I decided, well, I could do better. So then I decided to then go for my master's and look for another job. And I got my master's. And once I had my master's, then I thought, you know what, I can do better. And that's what led me to my doctorate degree, because I thought, you know what, I've come this far, I have to keep going. And it was that mindset that my father always instilled in us, and me and my sisters, you can do better, you can do better. And I think that what has led me to becoming this overachieving person, this character, that it's never enough and I can always do better. And I think where that evolved from, my father always making us feel like we can always do better, and anything we can do, we can do it.
I love that. I love that. And I'd be curious to know, Elizabeth, like with a mindset of you can do better, you could do better, telling yourself that over and over and over again, how much of the military reinforced that for you?
Well, I think a lot of it. And I honestly feel like that military experience that I had helped me shape into a stronger characteristic, where I was more bolder about I can do better. So being a female in the military, and I was in the U.S. Army, so, and I enlisted when I was 17 years old. So as a 17-year-old female, there was a lot of self-doubt, not only within myself, but there was doubt in other counterparts, where males didn't think I was enough because I'm a female, I'm young, I'm petite. And so having that negative stigma made me feel like, well, I'm going to show you that I can do better. And the fact that I wanted to prove myself that I am better pushed me through those negative comments stating that I didn't belong there. I've had an incident where a male counterpart, while I was in the military, threw the broom at me because he said that was my job, because I was a female. And that then pushed me even harder to say, you know what, I'm going to be better. I'm going to get a higher rank. So then I can tell you what to do, because I am better than a broom. And I think the military really kind of gave me a different dynamic of the real world, of how negative it can be, how people can try and push you down. And not to say that I was so focused and very strong in pushing through those negative comments. There were points in my life within my military career where I thought, you know what, maybe I shouldn't do better, because whenever I did do better, I had those negative comments that, oh, she did better because, you know, she's friends with so-and-so, favoritism. And so I didn't want to hear, my accomplishments didn't seem authentic to others. And that for me made me feel bad. I felt put down that I worked so hard and authentically reached my rank, my goals, then for everyone else to think that they weren't authentic. So I wanted to give up and say, you know, what's the point? Realize that I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm doing it for myself. And I will continue to persevere and reach the highest level that I can, regardless of what others think. And so I think that in the military, because I experienced different types of activity, stereotype, because of my gender, because of my age, all those different negative comments helped me become more stronger and helped me develop a bolder sense of character when it came to stating I am better and I can do better.
Yeah, you know what, in my military career as well, I mean, I've seen it so often that women are are kind of minimized for their accomplishments. They are disregarded for their rank or just because of their stature, their gender. And I see that a lot of them, it could really get them down. A lot of them, it could be really hard and, you know, they feel pushed out, unaccepted. And I would hope to say that the military is changing. It has changed a lot just in the last decade that I've been in. But that mindset of wanting to do better, regardless of what people say about you and what accomplishments they disregard or blow off. I mean, that's tough. That's tough. But that's something that I've seen in you that you've taken out of your military career and you've applied it to your civilian life and you've applied it to your school. You've applied it to, you know, raising your son. You can do better. And I just think that's just phenomenal. And I think that the undercurrent of all that kind of falls into how the leadership that you saw in the military and the leadership that you want to portray moving forward and that you want other women to see around you. And that kind of makes me wonder, is that something that you want to do further on once you finish your degree? What are your plans?
Well, my goal is continue to empower, and what I've realized that I have a passion for, aside from anything that I already do, is giving back and giving the knowledge that I wish I had. I wish that I had a female role model tell me, you don't need others' approval. You are a badass. And I feel like those are characteristics that I had to empower on myself. Because I didn't have positivity around me. I didn't have the positive influences. And so now that I have developed these characteristics, this strong mindset of I can do without caring about what others do, my goal is to empower other women, to mentor women. And so with my doctorate degree, I hope to then also teach in a structure where I can emphasize on emotional intelligence. And so that's what I'm focusing on in my doctorate and my studies and my research, is how emotional intelligence and how you can enhance characteristics, awareness, social responsibility, and social management. All those characteristics, if you enhance them, can help you as an individual become stronger, a better leader of yourself as well, because you need to lead your own life before you can lead others. Mm-hmm. And that's what initially I do with what I'm doing, is use the research that I'm doing in emotional intelligence to then give this information to other people, specifically women, because I know that as women, we are full of emotions, and these emotions don't have to be negative. They don't have to hold us back. We can use these emotions as leverage, our characteristics, our leadership, and be the badasses that we can be, that we are known to be. And it's just a matter of self-analyzing those emotions to then hold them as a power to us and just throw them at the world in a positive way. Because I feel like as a woman, when I say that I'm emotional, it's a negative thing, right? People say, oh, so emotional, they associate it with anger, stress, crying, overreacting, drama. We are powerful. We know how to communicate with people. We can lead our family. We can lead our organizations. We can lead ourselves. And I feel that it's just a matter of understanding how we can enhance it, because we as women have that leverage. We have that emotion that we can use to tackle challenges. And that's what I hope to do with my doctorate degree, is vocalize and provide more knowledge on emotional intelligence so that women can take charge and understand how they can develop themselves as a leader, to whether it be their businesses, their families, whatever aspect of their lives that they want to take charge that they can.
Oh my God, that's incredible. I cannot wait. This is exactly what we're here for. And I know our audience, they're just loving your message right now. They're loving your message, because as females, we have to harness the powers that we innately have. And no matter what the perception is of anybody else, we have to use that. And we really have to control it. And the possibilities are endless when we do. Can you tell me, like with everything that you have going on and pursuing your doctorate, what are a few of the non-negotiables in your life? The things that you don't miss out on, the things that you do every day. I mean, I know my audience wants to know.
Right. Yes. So one of the things and one of the reasons why I strive to be better is my son. After I had my son, to be quite honestly, my whole dynamics of priorities changed and they shifted. The military was expected to be my career. After I had my son, I realized that I wanted to be there for him and I didn't want to run the risk of being taken away from him. If I had to deploy, I had to do training, I didn't want that. So I decided to get out for him. And so now everything that I do is for him. And I try not to lose sight of my why and my purpose. So there's nights where I have a lot of homework. There's nights where I'm trying to create content for my business, working at home now on the computer all the time. I try as much as possible to not forget why I started all of this. And so what I do is I wake up in the mornings so that I am the first one up before my son. And I can do my workout, so I'll do my workout. But then I still have time for him. And so I create time for him. And that gives me a peace of mind. That then takes away all the stress that I have because I'm just with him. He's five. And having a conversation with a five-year-old, I'm sure some can relate, can be fun. The things a five-year-old says, the type of negotiations that they want to make, it's just astounding. And so when I have, when I make that time for my son, it brings me back to just peace, serenity. So those are my must-have, making sure that I still spend time with my son, regardless of anything that I have going on. And I also, when I have homework and I feel like I haven't spent time with my son, I am willing to not do homework and put my son first. Mm-hmm. I am willing to not do content for my business to spend time with my son. And it's crazy because when I align things with my priorities, everything else falls into place because then I find time to complete that assignment that I didn't complete. Or then I find time to do that content for my business that I didn't get a chance to. And so I think that for me is my must have is my son and ensuring that that time is always there for him.
Excellent. Yes, I love that. You have an incredible business. I am a loyal follower. I love your product. Would you mind telling us a little bit about it?
Of course. So I'll tell you how this whole idea happens. So there I was in my office sitting down and I wasn't, not to say that I wasn't happy with my job, but it was that moment again, I can do better. Like, what can I do, right? What can I do? Because I wanted to do better. Aside from already having a normal job, corporate job. So there I was sitting down and I was looking on my phone and then all of a sudden like the camera turned on, like the camera to the phone turned on and you see yourself when you accidentally turn on the camera. And the first thing I saw was my lashes, right? And I thought, oh, I have to buy a new pair of lashes. These are almost going to be out. And I used to wear the $30 lashes, right? So then I'm like, oh, I have to, you know, another $30. That was my first initial mindset. And I'm like, wait a minute, I can start my own lash business and provide women with quality lashes at a fraction of the price. Because for me, I don't wear much makeup. I don't go all out. And a pair of lashes goes a long way. I feel like it just elevates my natural beauty, what I like to think my natural. And that's it. And it gets me going, especially because as you've already mentioned, I have so much going on in my day-to-day tasks that even if I wanted to, there's not enough time. And I could make the time, but I choose not to make the time because I'd rather spend that extra 10, 15 minutes making breakfast for my son. So I choose to not make time for it. But for me, I wanted to provide women with affordable lashes that they can put on in less than 5 minutes, get out, feel beautiful, feel confident, and not have to worry about spending another $30 on lashes. So, which is why my whole goal and mission is to empower women to elevate their natural beauty with quality lashes that last up to 20 times. And so that's initially why I started that business, to help women as well as the whole mission of empowerment. So I advocate self-love, loving yourself, how you are. But at the end of the day, you know, putting on a lipstick, putting up lashes, it boosts your confidence. You feel that much more powerful. You feel that much more confident. You feel that much more empowered to turn on your camera and do a selfie as opposed to not wearing makeup. So I know that even just a pair of lashes can truly make a difference in your own confidence. And so I've been doing so many back-to-back Zoom meetings. I don't do my makeup. I just put on my lashes and there we go. That's it. Because through that other end, thanks to like the technology, the screen that's there, it looks like I put an effort in my look. But that's what I start. That's my business. And I started it on that mission to just empower women with affordable beauty products.
Oh, it's incredible, you guys. The one constant that I've done throughout this whole entire quarantine is put my eyelashes on every morning. And I'll tell you, like, you exude empowerment, the words that you use, choosing your time wisely, self-love and confidence, and taking this on as a mission, not just for yourself, but for other women. It's incredible, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Yeah. And so, you know, I have two other sisters. And so they are also part of why I strive to be better, because they have helped me realize that you do need a role model. Not to say that we all need role models, but there's people in our lives that we look up to, that we influence. And, you know, growing up, I didn't know that I was such an influence to my sisters. I didn't know that they looked up to me. And so now seeing that, now that they vocalize that to me, now that once they, you know, complete one of their accomplishments and they, it's because we want to be like you. And I'm like, me, like, what's so special about me? But for them to even vocalize that, then it makes me feel more inclined to do what I'm doing, because whoever is watching, whoever is listening, I want them to know that they can do it. They can be better. And I want people that come across my life to be better than I am, because if I can influence them to be better than I can, then that means I am a good mentor. I'm a good role model, and I want people to succeed. And other people's success makes me feel happy, especially if I'm part of it. If I can provide any sort of knowledge to make someone better and excel, that to me in itself is a goal to have that. And with my sisters, that's what I tell them. I want you guys to be better than me. I want you to excel what I do and be better. And that for me, that is success for me, seeing others be better than I am.
I love it. Now, there's that saying that how you do anything is how you do everything. And if there's one thing that the military really ingrained in me, is that no matter what you're doing, no matter who is looking, no matter what's going on, you do your very best at all times. And I could really appreciate how that you want your sisters and everybody around you to take on that mindset as well. And is there anything that, any last mottos or any kind of saying that you want to impart on us listening today, that when they're feeling down, when they're feeling tired, when they feel like giving up, when it's easy just to say, I can't do this anymore, what do you want them to hear in the back of their heads?
Right. I would say just, you can do better. You can do better and you will do better. And I think that's very powerful. Even for myself, you know, although, you know, I've come a long way, I still have to do self-talks to myself. I still have to push myself. And when I'm, whether it be a workout and I feel like, you know what, I can't do this anymore, then I think in my head, I can do better. And I do a lot of self-talk. So as crazy as it may sound, I talk to myself. I say, Elizabeth, you can do better. Elizabeth, do not let this bring you down. I talk to myself, and that in itself helps me. And then I say, you know what? Yes, I've done better. I've overcome so much, and I'm going to continue to push forth. And that to me is very critical. So I would suggest to anyone listening, when they have those moments of self-doubt, you can do better. You can push forward, and no one else knows your motivation. No one knows how bad you want it like you do. And so understanding that self-will and self-power can definitely just be that extra push you need. And how powerful is it going to feel when you finish a workout or you accomplish a goal and you know that the person who pushed you all along was yourself? That accomplishment feels so much better knowing that you did it. You pushed yourself. No one else had to push you. Overcoming those challenges are even a greater accomplishment at the end of the day. So just tell yourself you can do better and you will do better.
Oh, thank you. I love this, Elizabeth. You just gave so much insight to your life and to how us women can just keep on doing better and not give up. And I just thank you so much for your time and for being on the podcast. And I know all of our audience is going to be looking for your lashes. They're going to be following your journey. So where can they find you?
So I'm on Instagram as VLV Lash. And yes, I'd be more than happy to cater to women and their lash needs. So thank you for having me. I love talking to you. And I also love the message that you're giving to women, which is why I'm so happy to be here and have these conversations with you. So thank you for empowering us. You know, women like you make women like us even more inspired to push forward in what we do every day. So thank you for establishing this platform for women to feel empowered, feel encouraged, feel inspired, and know that there are other women out there who want to see them succeed. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you for being here and giving us so much insight today. And for our listeners today, Elizabeth has offered a special code for 10% off your entire purchase at Viva La Vida Lashes. You can find that code in the show notes along with all the links to connect with her. So thank you for listening today. Thank you, Elizabeth, for being here. And until next week, everyone, don't forget to command your life. So if you like this episode, make sure that you hit that subscribe button and leave me a review so this can reach more women leaders just like yourself. You can always connect with me on Instagram or via email, and both links will be in the show notes. But until next week, stand tall in your truth, don't make excuses, and command your life.